This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. The plan the White House unveiled yesterday to reduce carbon dioxide emissions nationwide is meeting with strong and broad criticism in Montana. That includes Governor Steve Bullock, a Democrat, who issued a statement saying he's, quote, extremely disappointed in the White House's clean power plan. As Montana Public Radio News Director Eric Whitney reports, that's because Bullock says the White House, quote, moved the goalpost.
What he means is that the White House's new plan calls for greater reductions in CO2 emissions than it did in its draft clean power plan last year. That plan had a target of cutting 21% of the state's carbon dioxide emissions. The new plan?
It could be anywhere between about a 32-33% to as high as 47.
That's Tom Livers, head of Montana's Department of Environmental Quality. He says it's hard to say exactly how much the state will have to reduce its CO2 emissions under the new plan because it changes a number of variables.
They've changed the baseline from the draft rule, so in terms of the reduction that we're working from, that appears to have changed. In terms of what they're allowing in for renewable energy, it looks like they've pulled some of the previous out of there. This is all stuff we're trying to figure out. There are more changes than just the target itself.
The Montana AFL-CIO also says it's, quote, very concerned about the new clean energy rule. A press release says the labor union is, quote, worried about what this means for the hundreds of working families whose livelihoods depend on the coal industry. Even more critical of the new power plan is Montana Attorney General Tim Fox, a Republican. He blasted the draft plan when it came out last year and now says he and other attorneys general, many from western states, are considering filing a lawsuit against the Environmental Protection Agency.
They are promulgating rules that turn them from an environmental regulator using a very obscure portion of the Clean Air Act. Instead, they're trying to impose what we see as a national energy policy through rulemaking.
Also strongly critical of the Clean Power Plan was the chairman of Montana's Public Service Commission, which regulates power companies and utilities, and the Republican members of Montana's congressional delegation, Senator Steve Daines and Representative Ryan Zinke. But environmental and health groups praised the new plan. Ann Hedges with the Montana Environmental Information Center says it's reasonable to set tougher standards for carbon dioxide emissions here. And the Montana chapter of the American Lung Association said it will prevent 3,600 premature deaths by 2030.
That was Eric Whitney reporting. Firefighters have recovered the bodies of a woman and a boy from a home that burned down west of Columbia Falls. Fire Chief Rick Hagen says firefighters found the 30-year-old woman and the 3-year-old boy after yesterday morning's fire. The victims' names have not been released. Jurors began deliberations yesterday afternoon in the case of a registered sex offender who's charged with trying to rape a woman and later escaping from police custody. 29-year-old Kevin Briggs faces several charges, including attempted sexual intercourse without consent and aggravated assault. The woman said Briggs drugged her and strangled her. Briggs said they both used drugs, and he put her in a chokehold after she pulled a knife on him during an argument. A fire that's burned 6 square miles of land in Glacier National Park is now 67% contained, but fire managers expect unburned fuels within the fire's perimeter to continue burning due to warm temperatures and low humidity. Fire managers say a cold front was expected to move into the area last night. The Billings Gazette reports, meanwhile, that the process of taking down the J.E. Corret plant is expected to take 4 or more months. PPL Montana shut down Corret in April, blaming the closure on the high cost of upgrades needed to comply with new restrictions on mercury pollution. The restrictions helped drive a wave of coal plant closures across the United States. Corret was later spun off with several other PPL assets to Talon Energy. Talon spokesman Todd Martin says the plant is being decommissioned. He says environmental cleanup measures will need to take place before demolition begins. Crews began removing asbestos yesterday. Thank you very much for listening. For Montana Headline News, I'm Edward O'Brien.